This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The new Transbay Transit Center opens next month in San Francisco. It's meant to connect buses from the East Bay with Muni, Caltrain, and high-speed rail. The only problem? The tunnel connecting Caltrain to the transit center hasn't been built yet. The tunnel will be less than 2 miles long, but building it will cost $4 billion, on top of the $2 billion already spent on the transit center. Andy Bosselman, a former KALW reporter, recently wrote for the website Curbed that projects like this cost way less in other parts of the world. He told KALW's Eli Wertschafter that the inspiration for his article began with a guy in Paris named Alain Levy.
He is a mathematician and public transit expert. And he has been comparing subway and rail construction costs on a per mile basis for years. And the numbers are really eye-popping, especially if you look at the United States costs compared to those in Europe and Asia. And I was never quite sure of, you know, who this guy was or if these numbers were really credible. And in December, the New York Times published a story where they looked into his numbers for projects in New York, and they did really in-depth reporting. They looked at thousands of documents, talked to hundreds of people, and even went to France to a subway construction site. And basically, Levy's numbers checked out.
So you see the New York Times article, you see this list, but no one's really reported too much about his list and why the projects are so expensive in the Bay Area.
Exactly.
So give me some of the greatest hits. What are some of the most expensive rail projects recently in the Bay Area?
Well, we have the Central Subway that's being built, and that comes in at $923 million per mile, which is about twice elsewhere in the world. The most eye-popping number is the downtown extension, and that will connect the current Caltrain terminus south of Market to the new Salesforce Transit Center in downtown.
Uh-huh.
And that comes in at $3 billion per mile.
$3 billion per mile of construction.
Yeah.
What's normal elsewhere in the world?
About $500 million per mile is the average for subway construction costs.
So the Central Subway is almost twice that, and the downtown extension is like six times as expensive.
Exactly.
So what the heck is going on? Why are the projects so much more expensive in San Francisco and the Bay Area compared to other parts of the country and the world?
Levy has several theories, and one of them is basically disorganization. In a place like Paris, the entire region, including its suburbs, all of the planning happens at the regional level. In the Bay Area, we have 28 different transit operators. And one of the problems that comes up that is simply spending money on projects that are unnecessary. And Levy pointed to the BART extension to Millbrae. It was part of the BART extension to SFO, which is a $1.6 billion project. And that brought BART to Millbrae, but Caltrain was already there, and they're both providing service to San Francisco. You know, if you look from a top-down view of the whole region and you think about the money that was spent on that, you probably wouldn't have decided to spend that much money.
So that in itself probably isn't driving up the cost per mile problem. That's just another extra inefficiency.
Exactly, yeah.
So what makes projects in the Bay Area so expensive per mile?
One thing that he pointed to in the Bay Area is this practice of hiring the lowest bidder. I believe that state law requires large public projects to select the lowest bidder almost exclusively for projects like this.
So you'd think that would drive down costs, but you're saying it's the opposite?
Yeah. What happens is there are contractors that Levy says are unscrupulous that submit the lowest bid, but then they end up costing taxpayers a lot more money in the long run. And one particular example is a contractor called Tudor Perini. And they did the expansion of the international terminal at SFO, mm-hmm. and they went over budget by, I think, $320 million. It was hundreds of millions of dollars, which is a significant sum for any project. So the city attorney, Dennis Herrera, sued and tried to get that firm banned from bidding on future projects from the city of San Francisco. Eventually, the lawsuit got settled, and pretty soon after that, San Francisco gave a huge contract for work on the Central Subway to Tudor Perini.
San Francisco turns around and starts another contract with them.
Exactly. So since 2000, Tudor Perini has cost Bay Area governments $765 million more than expected on 11 different projects.
Whose responsibility do you think it is to keep costs low? Is that the city, the counties, the state?
I think all of the above. And perhaps that's one of the reasons why getting this under control will be so complicated. People should care about this because of traffic and climate change. We need to move more people onto public transportation. And when it costs more, you can build less. And the needs for the expansion of subways and rail and buses in the Bay Area are great. And when we're spending 2 to 6 times as much as elsewhere in the world, we're going to get a lot less.